Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program, and we're here discussing what is going to be going on in this year, 2024. Joining me is my friend Ray. Hi, Ray. You there?
Hello, I'm here.
Well, good. We made it to another one.
Yep, another year.
Yeah, and this, you know, for a lot of people, I use Chinese astrology as I work on these messages and for the year. And it is the year of the dragon, for those of you who don't know. And that's a powerful one. It's all about this year is about power, success, honor, and luck. And luck's going to have a lot to do with it because there's a lot of elements out of place this year. In the earth element is the biggest one that's out of place. So it affects everything, our patience, our stability. Many things will be out of place this year. Yeah, Ray, you have some thoughts?
Yeah. You know, the beginning of the year is a new beginning. Whether you're bringing, you know, you shouldn't be bringing the stuff from last year because last year's over and done with. This year is going to be, as you said, you're going to have a lot of patience. And that's something I really need to work on personally. You know, hopefully, you know, and I don't think this is going to be a 100% better year than last year. Because, I mean, it's just, you know, just the way, like you said, the elements, the earth elements are out of whack. And until they get back in place and back in, you know, back in place, everything, you know, everything's going to be a little screwy. But I believe, you know, it'll happen. It's just not going to happen in January.
Correct. And, you know, with this earth imbalance, it also causes a lack of water. And I mean, many people in different parts of the country or the world realize how much water is lacking. It's getting very expensive, hard to find, and it's going to be more of this occurring this year. And this may affect you, it may not, but in general, it's going to affect the whole world. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that in. Go ahead.
I was going to say absolutely. The snow isn't what it has been, and let's face it, the snow is creates water in places like Wyoming and Montana and Colorado, which the water runs down and it goes, you know, it goes from there. So everybody, you know, everything needs water. Everything's going to be dry, and you know, hopefully. You know, the fires this year are not going to be the fires like they were last year. And, you know, nothing happens. So I hope nothing happens.
Yes,
brought up
fires. You know, up in Canada, the fires have been burning for over a year now. And we don't hear it on the news because it never stops. But I have friends living up in Manitoba, and I get kind of reports on what's going on, and pretty bad with fire. And with water being imbalanced, how are they going to put it out? They aren't putting it out even with water. It's so big.
And there's only so much retardant that they can use before it ends up doing stuff like salt, you know, salting the earth. And that's definitely no good.
Yes, and, you know, I brought up this was Chinese astrology, but in Native American culture, everything revolves around the elements as well for their predictions and views. And these two cultures seem to always be in harmony with what they get for the coming year.
Right. I mean,
you want to add something
yeah,
there?
I was just going to say that, you know, the Native Americans and I normally would say Indians, but everybody mistakes the Native Americans for people from India. And the Chinese, you know, the people have been following the Chinese horoscopes and everything else forever. And if you look at the Native
yes.
Americans, what they do, you know, they're, I mean, they're, yeah, you know, they're not as much in touch as they used to be back 100, 200 years ago. But they are in touch with everything. And if people that follow it, they know exactly what's going on. They could pretty much tell you they're better than the weatherman, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yes, definitely. And that's why bringing up these points, you know, with this lack of water, it's good to draw in the energy of the water element. And you could do that by wearing blue or having blue around you a lot, focusing on that. And the color black, those are both associated with water. And they can, using blue, black, you can visualize and remind yourself, if nothing else, of what you want to see manifest. Let's face it, we want water in the world.
Oh, we need water in the world.
Yeah, we need it. And people just don't think about it. They're too caught up with personal thoughts, you know, about relationships or whatever it may be, and they don't look at there are bigger things at play here than just relationships.
Well, a lot of people that they only worry about one or two things, right, you know, between relationships. And I think the biggest thing that people look at and try to gravitate is money. And I mean, everybody needs money. Don't get me wrong. Everybody needs money.
That is a fact.
But you should not take the picture of the creator down and put that dollar bill up there. Money is always needed. However, there's more to life than just money. It's what gets me is people have so much money and they don't do anything with it. They have millions and billions, and they don't do anything good with it, which, you know, to me, you know, a lot of people say, well, why should people give their money away? But it's not, it's helping people. That's the way I look at it.
It's an energy exchange in so many ways. Sharing money, giving.
Right.
You know, there's a quote in the Bible that says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
Right. I agree 100%.
You know, that's how hard it is. Because, well, many times people would come up to Jesus and say, hey, you're great. I love what you're doing. I want to join you. I want to be with you. And he'd say to them, okay, give up all you have and come follow me. And many turned away and couldn't do it. They couldn't give up what they had.
That I was going to say.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, sad, but, you know, it's sad, but it's true. And I'm not putting people down who have money, because there's a lot of people who are generous who do give and help so many others. You know, you hear stories. You and I were talking about Frank Sinatra as one person that we know of who did do a lot of good, and people only want to talk bad about him, but he gave a
right.
lot to so many people. And same for a lot of celebrities, such as Elvis Presley. It's his birthday tomorrow. He would be 89 years old. Whoa. That blew me away when I was looking it up. Hard to imagine Elvis at 89. But he was one who gave generously to so many people.
And helped a ton of people, too. As you were saying,
yes.
Frank Sinatra, he helped so, you know, people only hear about the bad. They don't hear about how many kids he had helped. How many, you know, parents, you know, with kids, and how many people he has helped, period.
Yes, you know, he understood that very much, and I was telling you I had heard about, he would call different people who were housebound, elderly, and he'd call them once a week, and he did it until they passed. you know, and that was giving of himself. It wasn't about money. It was him talking, giving his time, hearing what they got to say, you know, and he didn't make it a short phone call either. And
right.
That just shows character.
Exactly.
But one thing that always gets me is I don't care who the celebrity is, be it actor, singer, sports person, you always hear all the bad once they're gone because they're not there to defend themselves anymore.
Right. A lot of people just look at Sinatra like he was this big mobster and this, you know, he's always fighting and stuff like that. But the amount of people that he has helped, and I mean, I always swore to myself, if God willing, I ever hit the lottery, you know, there's people, St. Laura's Indian School, you know, the Shriners, people like that, ASCPA. I would help these people because I believe in helping animals, and most of these are all kids. So I, you know, helping kids is to me is a big thing.
And to me, helping the elderly. It's both ways, really. You know, just because the elderly should not be overlooked, you know.
Right. People who are having it extremely tough, people who try and just, you know, just I don't want to say fall down, but people who try their heart out. And nothing seems to, no matter what they try to do, nothing seems right. You know, these are people that need help. The ones that gets me are the people that are worth all this, and they turn around and give it to people who really don't need it or too lazy to go out and work for it or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Well, people will give to someone who's of the same financial status that they are. That's very common. They help them. Instead of the really, really desperate, desolate people out there. And, you know, I'm not putting down rich people, believe me, because there's a lot of good ones out there. But, again, there's such a lack in the world. We just need more help, you know, from not only God, but from everybody. We're all in this same big boat, and it's called Mother Earth. And we're all traveling along it.
And you have to turn around. You have to eat, whether you have a garden of your own or whatever the case may be. This year, I expect it. I don't expect it to be a great year, but that's personal. I think it's going to be another tough year.
Getting from, you know, everything that I'm doing astrology, et cetera, it is going to be a hard year. No two ways around it. And it doesn't matter who you are. We're all going to be affected. And the bad thing is that, you know, we're getting more and more separated than working together.
And that's a big thing. Instead of working together and trying to help each other out, whether it be financial or just, you know, giving advice or whatever the case may be, helping each other instead of stepping on each other and things like that. Learning from history and the true history. I mean, there's so much stuff out there about history that's totally untrue. And they leave a whole bunch out and people think, well, I know that history. Well, you really don't, because you don't know. They didn't teach that history. You know, they taught what they wanted to teach. So, you know.
Yes, it's true. And you don't always know the full picture to everything. But just realize that this year, you know, you've got to always set, you know, your intentions out there, put them out. We've got a new moon coming up this week, January 11th. And new moons are always about planting your intentions. So start focusing on and write out what you want to plant this month, this year. Try and project out there what you want, not just for yourself, but maybe what you want to see in the world. That would be a very helpful thing. not just for you, but for everyone in the world.
Well, everybody laughs about writing down New Year's resolutions, and I don't laugh about it. I look at it. I have a list. I know I'm not getting everything done on that list this year, but it's something that I'm going to, you know, strive for and go from there. Because if you have nothing to strive for, you might as well just forget about it. You got to always strive for something, whether it be something better or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I mean, you got to have something to strive for. And with me, I have a list, and a lot of the stuff on the list is, you know, lose 40 pounds or whatever the case may be. But if you don't, you got to strive for something, period.
Yes, and, you know, that's true. And resolutions are a good idea. As I said, with the new moon, always write out what you want, just not even for the year, but just say for the next month or the next new moon. Sometimes keeping it short in time is good. You know, what do you want to accomplish between now and then? Well, you can't lose 50 pounds. So, you know, you just say, I'm going to change my way of eating. I'm going to start eating healthy. Those are the ways you can address something rather than here, you know, I want this, I want that. Give options of how it's going to be done. Think on it, whatever it may be.
Right. It's like asking the creator for this or that. You know, you can't always, you know, you can't always expect it to happen. But, you know, you have to try to, you know, if you don't try, it's never going to happen. You know, if you don't try, it'll never happen, whether it be.
Now, one little thing, I'm sorry, is that, you know, we've talked about some of the negatives about this year, but it's still, there is potential for creativity, fresh ideas, things that you could do that will improve your life and the life of others. So don't think it's all doom and gloom.
Oh, absolutely. You know, make yourself, you know, make what I do, make crafts. Do something, you know, that's going to make you feel good, whatever it may be. Learn how to speak another language, learn how to dance, whatever makes you happy. That's what you want to do.
Yes, so very good points, because, moving the body, dancing.
Right.
Very good.
If you don't want to do something, you know, if you stay stagnant, you're going to stay stagnant. If you try to do stuff, at least you're trying to accomplish something, whatever it may be. So, I mean, as they say, a body in motion stays in motion.
Well, it's like, you know, the thing about a shark. If a shark doesn't continually move, it dies. And how many of us are not moving? Not that we're sharks, but we're just staying stagnant, not moving, not trying to go forward in any way. And we're just, I'm here trying to say you can go forward. You can make a difference. You can maybe not accomplish everything you'd like in the world, but you can accomplish a great deal more. And if you just keep complaining, you're not going to get it. You have to take action.
Right.
You know, God
and
blesses those who do, not just, you know, wish or desire.
And as I said it before, this may not have anything to do with this, but if, you know, you got to enjoy life. Life, you know, contrary to what a lot of people think, is short. You know, you live to 90 years old. Well, 90 years really isn't a long time. It's like a half a twitch. And you have to enjoy it. You have to try to help people enjoy it. You know, if you don't enjoy it, then you're out of luck. You know, because now they didn't. You
well,
know, the creator didn't put you here.
Sometimes it's
for,
not, but sometimes it's not possible to always enjoy life. You know, you're going through, say, a loss of a loved one, severe illness, financial, incredible. You know, you're about to lose your home. I mean, it can be enormous, and it isn't so easy to be happy and optimistic. And if you are, then I would say something's wrong with you, because it's normal to feel pretty darn depressed under those circumstances.
I agree. You can never be upbeat and
fully.
Let's go get them all the time. You know, you're going to get depressed.
No.
You're going to get, you know, well, why is this happening to me? I mean, you know it firsthand, and I know it firsthand. So you try to stay upbeat as much as possible instead of like Chicken Little, the sky is falling every day.
Right. And, you know, you can share just a smile with somebody. That may be the only smile they get all day. Something very simple. But, you know, it's so little. People don't want to make eye contact. You know, people are so isolated within themselves, and they walk around with cell phones, keeping them isolated to that phone instead of seeing the world.
Right. Right. I mean, you got to see what's, I mean, how many times as people looked on their phone and saw a video where someone walking, they walk into a telephone pole or into a car. Or
oh,
something.
Yeah.
Pick your head up and see what's
right.
going. You know, your feet knows where they're going. Pick your head up and see what's going on.
That is something that's very lacking. I wrote a great deal about this new moon, January 11th, and you can read about the new moon on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. It's under the blog section. And you can read what I say is happening around this new moon. And I did spend a great deal of time writing about cell phones and, you know, how much they are ruining people's lives. Yes, it was made to help it, our lives be better, but it's now become so many people are a prisoner to their phone.
Well, it's like, who in the heck, what group was that? We're a prisoner of our own device. I can't remember what group that was, but and that's basically it. You know, you're sitting there with that phone all the time, just, you know,
it's running your life. You're listening for, you know, the signal that you got a message or a call or whatever. And I often, to help you, one thing I suggest is taking a break. Turn off the phone, be it for an hour. Just try to live normally, naturally. Get back to nature in some way. You don't have to be outdoors. I know with the weather being cold and all, but just to live, to breathe, to take in a deep breath, to feel yourself breathing, calm yourself down. You know, just think differently for a bit with the phone off, and I think you'll see a big difference in your life if you do that.
Me personally, I have a lake close to me. So what I do, I go to the lake three or four times a week and just sit there. No phone, no radio, no nothing. And I just sit and just look at the trees, look at the geese, the ducks, and just really don't do anything. Just sit there, and basically, it's like you said, that's getting back to nature.
Well, you're letting yourself be, and that's important. Take time to just be, to just exist, to know that you're alive, and that's what you're doing in that time. And it's also a form of grounding, connecting back to Mother Earth.
Right. Right. I mean, I see the people fishing and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, like you said, grounding and getting back to the basics.
And these are the things that's important. So when you're thinking of this year, you know, what's ahead, you know, take it down a few notches and come back to good old Mother Earth, who does need our healing, who does need our attention, our prayers, our thoughts, you know. Again, we're all on this planet. It's like a ship. in outer space, and we're traveling through it. We don't realize it, but that's the reality. We are traveling on one big mothership.
Right. And I mean, if we don't help each other, if you don't help each other, it's like putting a transmission in. If you don't have anybody holding it, well, the old time transmissions anyhow, if you don't have anybody helping, you know, you're not going to get it done.
Correct. You know, and again, we are here to help one another, even though we may not like the guy next to us. He may be a real jerk, but you got to try and overlook sometimes people and still see that there is good there, no matter what their outer may be.
There is good in everybody. However, it's, you know, you may not see it, but I believe there's good in everybody. Whether it's a whole bunch or just a wee little bit, there is basically good in everybody.
Yes, and it is. It may be hidden and buried, but you never know how you might be able to bring it out in somebody, that good that has been sleeping or dormant for so long.
Right.
You could possibly make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else.
That's part of it, is keep helping one another.
It's like you, what the heck was the Iceman? That used to kill people for the mob. I mean, even though he was cold and everything else, when he got around his family, he was like a completely different person, and he was a nice guy. But at least that's what I heard. I don't really know the guy. I didn't know the guy, but yeah, he was that's where, you know, that's where the good part of people to come in at.
Well, my father was full-blooded Cherokee, and that's why I use the name Cherokee Billy. It's in honor of him. But he never spoke much, and he never acknowledged people when they were talking. It was like he was totally within himself, yet he heard everything that was going on. He was listening, but he stayed quiet. Like he said, when he was listening, he could learn more than when he was talking, and he said very little.
Right. I mean, that's what I do a good bit, is I listen to people, and instead of running off at the mouth and just doing this or doing that, I just listen to what the heck they say or what's going on. You can not only learn more, but, you know, it's a whole completely different thing. You know, you can learn more about what the heck it's all about what, you know, what's going on. Instead of talking,
it's
all the
true.
Time.
And you know, for this year, as we're in it now, one thing I recommend you do every day is pray. And after you pray, be quiet, silence, meditate to hear. You know, you've put out your requests, your thoughts to the Great Spirit, to God, and then be quiet and listen. That's the key thing. And we're down to about a minute and a half here, Ray, so anything you want to sum up, please do.
Okay, just like you were saying, if you don't listen, if you're talking, you can't hear what somebody's saying. In this case, if you don't listen, you can't hear what the Creator's saying or about what you were asking. So you got to listen to what people are, what they're saying, or people in general.
Yes, and sometimes we're not even listening to ourselves, really. We're talking over our thoughts. We're burying ourselves. This is a frequent thing I see in working with people, is try not to always be thinking so much. Try to listen for a bit to yourself, to what's coming through, be it from God, the angels, your higher self, whatever it may be coming from. Pay attention. Anyway, I wish everyone this year a blessed year. No matter what you're going through, I pray that things turn around and we see a more positive side for everyone.
And I hope and pray everybody gets what they're asking for, and a better year for everyone.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, everyone, and have a blessed evening.
Bye.